Last night, as you were thinking about this game, what were you envisioning what would happen?
Not that. I mean, obviously not that. You know, you always visualize the positives. You always, you know, before games, you visualize what you've studied all week, what you've done in practice, just the feel for the game. And, you know, sometimes things don't happen that way. And, you know, today was a rough game. I didn't play well at all. Needed to do things a lot better, but I'm a guy that I take this stuff and I'm going to learn from it. You know, it's tough. It's really tough, but, you know, study the film. Fundamentally, what can I do better on the film, decision-making. So there's a lot of learning there, and I try to take the positive out of anything. And, you know, that's just how I am as a person. I try to, you know, it was a rough game, but I'm gonna make it, take the positive out and, you know, make stuff better.
Did anything surprise you?
No. You know, they have a great team. They played really well. I got to make better decisions and put us in a better position.
Nick, you talked during the week about how important it was to respond when things didn't go well and kind of respond positively. Things just seemed like the start of the game was just bad for everybody. How tough was it to kind of bounce back when you guys were in a hole early and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, we put ourselves in a hole after an interception. They got great field position, put it in. And then, you know, we on offense, we didn't execute like we wanted to. We kept fighting. Guys kept fighting. There's no doubt that guys were fighting and playing hard the whole game, and we didn't execute near, you know, well at all. And that's where studying the game film and learning from our mistakes and moving forward as a team and, you know, me as a player is going to help us.
You feel like you never got in a rhythm today?
Just took it one play at a time, and I guess you could say I never got into a rhythm, but just comes down to execution and, made too many mistakes.
Can you take us through the two interceptions?
First one, I just moved out of the pocket, got to throw a more accurate ball. The second one slid to my left and got to throw a better ball. It just comes down to accuracy. I'm all right with the decision. I just got to be more accurate, got to really step into the ball. And that's stuff that I can fix and get better at. And I know that. I know I can fix it. I know I can work at it. And I know who I am, so I'm going to keep pushing.
You were hardly able to get the ball to Deshaun or Matt. Is that because you didn't have time, you think? Or was it a game plan thing?
Just wasn't able to get to him. I don't know. I'm not going to try to, you know. I just wasn't able to get him to get them the ball today. And, you know, those guys are playmakers. We got to be able to get them the ball. They do a lot of great things for us, and they were running hard all day. So, I got, as a quarterback, figure out when I get my chances, get them the ball.
Do you think today's performance was sort of a reflection on the type of quarterback you are?
A reflection of the type of quarterback? How so?
An evaluation being made on the type of quarterback you are after today's game.
I mean, if you want to evaluate off one game, I don't think so. I think that, you know, me as a player, I didn't play well at all. I know that. But I know me as a person that I'm going to work hard, I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to get better for it. I'm going to look at the film, I'm going to study it. How can I, you know, put my team in a better position? That's the quarterback's job. How can I help here? Read. Fundamentals. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, that's me as a person. No matter what, you know, if I struggle, I'm going to get better. That's how I've always been. That's how I was raised. And I'm going to continue to fight. I'm going to continue to learn. It's one game. Tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow's an opportunity to get better, and I will get better. I know that. And I know everybody on our team's going to get better. The season has gone how we've wanted it to, but guys are going to keep coming to work. Guys love this game. Coaches, we have great coaches, great owners. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to stay together. Great fans. I mean, you know, Philadelphia Eagles is a great place to play football, and we're going to continue to work hard.
How do you see your role, Nick? You're coming into a spot where now we've lost six straight, but quarterback is a natural leadership position, but it's your first kind of foray into all this. I mean, so how do you feel what your role is and responsibilities are in keeping this team together?
I mean, as any quarterback, you got to be a leader. You got to continue to work hard. Guys look at work ethic, and they look how do you respond in adverse situations. When things go wrong, I mean, not every time there's going to be things go right. I wish I could throw 10 touchdowns a game, but that's just not life. There's going to be curveballs. That's just part of it. And, I've played bad games before. This is one of them. But I've always learned from them. I've always gotten better, as a person and a player. So just continue to work. I'm going to go back tomorrow. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to work. I'm going to do the same thing I always do, just keep moving forward.
Nick, did you talk to Michael today, and what did he tell you how he's doing?
I haven't been able to. We've been so busy with the game, and I hope Mike's doing well. I was able to shoot him a text the other day and just tell him I was praying for him, and I love Mike to death, and just hope he continues to heal and get better.
Does today kind of make you hungry to, I'm not sure who's going to play Monday, but it kind of make you hungry to get back out there again, just get to practice, just kind of get the taste out of your mouth?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with anything like this, I've always, had a 24-hour rule to sort of just let the, game decompress and just sort of think about everything. But definitely get back to work. Watching film's tough, but you treat a win and a loss the same way, and you just get better. You see what, you got to take notes. That's just how it is. That's just life. But, I still got my family there, my friends, my support. So, I'm okay. I'm going to continue to move forward. Got my teammates right there. And we're going to continue to get that better. We're going to continue to work through this and, see where it goes.
Okay.